Denver migrants and their advocates, they're complaining that 6 months of free rent is insufficient and a slap in the face. Ah, we can't have that. 6 months? What's that going to do for us? Let's get into it. Here we go. I'm actually agreeing with the migrants and the advocates because Denver basically is just, you know, shot its own foot from the standpoint of they did that huge virtue signaling thing. You know, bring us your poor, bring us your weak, your bring us everybody you got. And then, you know, it costs some millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then they recognize, ooh, this is really expensive. Therefore, okay, we're gonna have to do a price improvement on this whole illegal immigration thing because, you know, we can't have that many people come into the city. Sorry, folks. I know what we said. We virtue signaled. And we told you all to come to Denver from all, you know, points around the world. We literally told you to come here, but we're telling you to go away. We're telling you to go live with relatives. We're telling you to go live in another city. And, or, you know, you can stay with us for one day up to 3 days total. That's what we're going to give you. That's if you didn't make it into the other program where we're going to have 1,000 migrants that are going to have 6 months stay and more services. But, you know, there's been 40,000 illegals that have come to Denver over the last couple of years. 40,000. 40,000. So we're going to do a little program with 1,000. You're going to have kickback. And this is what that kickback looks. Hey, that's insufficient. This is a slap in the face because you told us to come from all points of the world. Here we are. And now you're saying something else. That's not very transparent of you, Denver. Denver, you are doing these people dirty. I'm gonna agree with the migrants and the advocates. You said one thing and you're not delivering. That is lack of transparency. Isn't that what you always complain that the Republicans are up to? They're not very transparent. Yeah, don't really know what they're doing. Not transparent. And yet it seems like, you know, transparency is the real issue throughout the Democrat city. Hey, what happened to that $24 billion that, you know, taxpayers spent money on in California? Where'd that 24 with a B go? I don't really know, but don't worry about transparency. It's all fine. It'll all work out in the end. I have concerns, right? So a housing advocacy group is slamming Denver's. You know what? We got a video. We got to watch the video.
So take a look here. Instead of operating 7 shelters to house people for 6 weeks, the city will keep only one emergency shelter open with a 72-hour limit for stays. The city will also give 6 months of direct rent and food assistance to a limited number of asylum seekers and help them receive legal work authorization. The changes also mean that starting today, Denver rec centers are back to regular hours. And this means this plan means that changes for many organizations working with migrants are coming.
Yeah, Fox 31's Gabby Easterwood speaking with many of those organizations. She joins us live tonight with their reaction. New at 9, Gabby.
Yeah, Erica, Talia, the main concerns that I've heard today were saying that this major change they feel is actually going to lead to more people on the streets.
And that is what I've said all along. The homeless population, you got a crazy out of control homeless population in Denver. You're seeing more and more and more media stories on that. So homeless population competes for no to low barrier entry housing, right? Where are the illegals going to stay? Same exact housing. So they're competing for this. And so you've got this real push-pull, right? Not enough resources to take care of the existing homeless population. So now Denver has come up with this plan. And it's just a real kick in the you know what's, because all these folks have come from, you know, various corners of the earth and been told by Denver, oh yeah, we'll take you. Oh yeah. And then they get here. Not so much. Not so much.
Migrants on edge after today's announcement. Migrants like Franklin Travieso, who's been in Denver for 10 days.
Para mí, pues, For me, this news hit me with the feeling that they're making promises they're not going to complete.
V. Reeves, translating for Franklin Today. They work for House Keys Action Network Denver, an organization that's been working closely with migrants.
I think it's a huge step in the wrong direction.
The new asylum seekers program will be for approximately 1,000 people, open first to those already in city shelters. If people arrive after today and there isn't space in the program, they will be placed in congregate shelter and given a max of 72 hours until they have to find a place to go, be directed to outside services, or move to a new city.
So if they're not part of this chosen 1,000 for a six-month support program, then they're going to be criminalized after 72 hours.
They're just going to be homeless. They're just going to be homeless. Yeah. Denver's not really arresting people for being homeless. So I hear what she's saying, and I do agree with her. I agree with this advocate because Denver has gone down this virtue signal and they got everybody there. And now they're, oh yeah. Hey, could you go elsewhere? Could you leave? Remember we had the video of the right-hand man for, Mayor Mike Johnston, and in Spanish, he was basically telling people, all right, you guys got to go. You guys got to go to another city because it's not going to work out for you here. It's just not. You guys got to go. Okay. So who wants to stay? And we all want to stay. None of us want to leave. They've been told Denver is their spot. They're going to go there. They're there. Now Denver is doing them dirty. Oh, not good.
And that's a big fear that we have.
That 72 hours, the main concern for these advocates, like Amy Beck with Together Denver.
I am cautiously optimistic. 24 to 72 hours in shelter by this weekend just doesn't make sense to me. It's just not a logical switch, especially when we have...
If you're looking at a budget, it's a very logical switch. But these folks aren't looking at it from a business standpoint of what can we afford. The other, you know, Republican leadership in surrounding cities, that is the number one thing that they look at. Hey, we realistically can't take on any illegals because we don't have the budget for it. Whereas Denver, our streets are already loaded up with folks. Let's just throw some more in the mix there. It'll work out just fine. And then now, so you got 72 hours. You got 3 days. 3 days. And that's not enough. I mean, if you're going to promise people, you got to deliver on your promise. Denver, you're doing them dirty.
I have so many people on the street right now.
That concern, joined by a lack of hope for the migrants themselves.
Dicen que las esperanzas son las últimas que se pierden.
They say that hope is the last thing that you lose.
Pero en esta vez,
but in this situation, I've lost it because I don't believe that they're going to complete this plan.
Probably not.
Now, the city says that they hope to not spend that $90 million that they have planned for, but they said they did budget for it being that much because they do plan on having an influx of migrants arrive throughout the year. Now, those advocates we spoke to say, though, they feel it's not enough still, especially if we have an influx throughout the year. Live in Denver, Gabby Easterwood, Fox 31.
All right, Gabby, thank you.
So, I mean, think about this. Think about this. You come in, you don't have a job, you don't have a work visa, you don't have a visa. You literally cross the Rio Grande and you're illegal. You make it into Denver. So you get 1 day of stay if you're single. And if you have family, got kids, you get 3 whole days. What are you going to do in 3 whole days? And thousands of migrants are still coming to Denver. So they're just going to immediately go out on the streets, right? I mean, Denver, you're creating this problem. This is all on you. You virtue signaled, and now you're backtracking, and now you just look totally disingenuous, right? Oh, yeah, I know we said one thing, but, you know, it just really didn't work out. And that's what all the other mayors are saying as well. Man, we didn't know it's going to be quite this expensive. We have spent a lot on the illegals. Hey, the illegals are getting stuff for free. That's bottom line right here. You and I, taxpaying citizens, we are paying for it. And they are taking. That is the huge overriding issue, is that, hey, you know, you get what you get. If you came into the country illegally, you're lucky to be here in the first place. So, complaining about Denver's program, I get it. It seems like a slap in the face. But also, you're going to work it out. You're going to figure it out. Yeah, you got to live homeless for a while. Okay, yeah. There's no guarantees in any of this, even though Denver said, I will guarantee you this, 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 and this. Now, they're only guaranteeing of the 1,000 people, 800 when they announced this program, of the 1,000 illegals that are going to be in this program, 800 were already in their system. And they dumped those people into the 1,000. They'll add a couple hundred more. Then everybody else is literally just out of luck, out of luck, out of luck. So a housing advocate group is slamming Denver's new asylum seeker program as insufficient and a slap in the face. Now, from the standpoint, you've been, you know, promised one thing and you're delivering another. It does seem rather two-faced, doesn't it? It does seem like virtue signaling gone south, doesn't it? And that's literally exactly what it is. Even staging a protest to voice their disapproval as the city spends tens of millions of dollars on migrant aid and slashes its emergency services budget to stave off insolvency in the wake of the influx. You know, from the standpoint of actually getting something done, Denver is 100% doing the right thing. It's just that it's in complete contradiction to everything that they've been spouting about being a sanctuary city. All of a sudden, you know, the person was saying, this doesn't make any sense. It makes absolute sense. Denver has a massive budget negative, and it doesn't want to go anymore. Therefore, cut off spending on the migrants. That's what you got going on. And yet they're trying to spin it as this, well, we're going to be able to help these 1,000 people out. But you've brought 40,000 into your city and you're only going to focus on 1,000? How's that work? Yeah, it works pretty good for the 1,000 that are in the program to begin with, right? The surge of these new arrivals has thrown the Mile High City's budget into a tailspin. What did you think was going to happen, right? What did you think was going to happen? Where did you think this was going to end up? More than 40,000 migrants have found their way to Denver since December of 2022, more per capita than any other U.S. city, at a total cost of around $68 million. It costs. One of the other stories that we've looked at is, you know, we're thinking just housing and food, but how about medical services? How many of those folks came to the United States with some kind of issue where they had to go see a doctor? Denver foots the bill. You've heard doctors, you've heard nurses be interviewed. Hey, none of these people can afford to pay. And, you know, with the federal government not just, you know, handing out money willy-nilly for all these shenanigans, the individual cities, which already have these negative budgets, they're the ones responsible for paying for all this. And that's why they're going back on their word saying, ah, we knew we said we were a sanctuary city, but by sanctuary city, I mean, we mean that we, you know, morally and spiritually, we support you, but not financially. Yeah, you get one day, maybe 3 days tops in the shelter system, but that's it. Then you're on your own, on your own. But I hope it works out for you. Thanks for visiting Denver for a day, not a lifetime. So the program would be modified to provide a long-term sustainable response that addresses what his office calls a crisis. Well, if you tell a whole bunch of people that they can come into your community, you've created your own crisis. That's literally what you've done. So, yeah, is it really something to get worked up about? Oh, I don't have any money anymore. The program will provide 6 months of free housing, food assistance, workforce training, and more to the approximately 1,000 whole illegals currently in the city shelter system as they await authorization to work, which due to federal asylum seeker law, can take up to 180 days. So instead of working with thousands and thousands of people, instead of giving them housing for much longer periods of time, you've isolated it to 1,000, cut your losses. And then for everybody else, you know what? Chicago's looking good. Can we get you a bus to DC? How about Philadelphia this time of the year? I hear it's lovely. I hear it's just great. Or do you have relatives here? Why in the world would they be coming to, you know, shelter if they've already got relatives there? They'd just be off with those folks, right? It's just ridiculous. leadership in these cities, you're just like, okay, that is so two-faced. After more than a year of facing this crisis together, Denver finally has a sustainable plan for treating our newcomers with dignity while avoiding the worst cuts to city services, Johnston's office said. You know, the illegals that are getting one day up to maybe 3 days, and then they got to wait 180 days for their work permit. How about those other 177 days? Where are they going to stay? With relatives? Oh, yeah. But they don't have any. Yeah, they don't have any relatives. So what do you want them to do? I don't know. So is that a sustainable plan? No, it's no plan at all. That's a zero plan, because that's how much you're paying for all those people beyond that first thousand, right? However, Denver's emergency services weren't completely spared from budget cuts to help pay for the migrant aid. Under the new program, the Denver Police Department's budget will be cut around $8.4 million, or 1.9%. Most of the savings will come from not filling open positions with new recruits, because they're having a hard time filling them because of defunding the police, and nobody wants to be a cop in Denver, just like so many other blue big cities. Want to be a cop in Seattle? I don't think so. Remember CHOP? Yeah, you're right. The city's fire department budget will also take a $2.5 million haircut. Just a little, shoop, little off the top, please. A bit less than 1% of the total budget. You know, let's talk about that for a second. So much of these cuts happened because, you know, you fired people for not having the jab. You let people go. You didn't encourage people to stay with the profession, like in policing. First responders just getting crapped on by some crazy homeless people. Nobody wants the job. And then you've got all these jobs that go unfulfilled, and those, you know, that takes up part of the budget. Oh, we'll just get rid of those because we're not spending it now. But you need to have that in the budget for down the road. And then when it's gone, if only we had some more money in the budget. Yeah, that'd be great. Until now, migrants were allowed to stay in shelters between 2 and 6 weeks. Huge difference. Huge difference to me. It's still not enough because you got, you know, 180 days to go before you can get your work visa, your work permit. But the new rules dictate that migrants arriving in the city after April 10th, they must vacate after 24 to 72 hours. Imagine Denver's governor or Denver's mayor going, all right, so we got to cut their stay down to almost nothing. What is the very minimum we can get away with? 24 hours, 1 day. Here's your certificate to stay in our fine shelter system for 1 day. Un día, 1 day. Maybe tres días, if you're lucky, if you've got kids. But if you brought kids up with you and you're looking at a 3-day stay, after 3 days, then what are you doing? Now you're living with little Johnny and little Susie in a tent somewhere, right? That's literally what you're doing. Under the new program, okay, we already read that, until now, so 2 to 6 weeks, but the new rules dictate that migrants arriving in the city after April 10th must vacate after 24 to 72, after which they will be provided a short-term stay at a congregate site, along with assistance securing onward travel to another destination. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. That's the message here, isn't it? Yeah, we don't have any room for you. So from virtue signaling to you gotta go. We can't take care of you. Too much. Budget doesn't have it. Yep. Advocacy group House Keys Action Network Denver decried the changes, telling local ABC affiliate KMGH-TV that the shift would overwhelm groups working to help migrants. Absolutely, 100%. Because you said you were going to do one thing, and then you're like, no money. Every new migrant that comes to getting to be left to fend for themselves after 24 to 72 hours. Yeah. Yep. It's a slap in the face and an offensive period of time. It really is, if you think about it. But then again, this is leadership in a big blue Democrat city, right? Because what you're seeing in other cities is, hey, we can't responsibly take on these folks because we don't have the resources to do it. Up front, that's what they're saying. Putting laws on the books saying, hey, we don't have the ability to take on more illegals. We just don't. It's not in the books. That's what other cities are doing. But these big blue cities, oh yeah, it's going to be the greatest PR ever. We are for the migrants. Bring them all in. House some in your home. Do that. Migrant Willie Bastitas said the policy would only exacerbate the homelessness crisis families are facing. I think it's insufficient. We heard this guy talks. The mayor doesn't represent us. He needs to listen to us and work with us for a better solution. What's the mayor going to do? Is he going to, you know, he already tried that. He already went down that. And then he realized, oh, good Lord, this is really expensive. We don't have the budget for all this. He realized that. And he basically just, yeah, he stuck you in the back. He waited till you turned around, not even walked out of the room, and just went, beep, with his new program. Yeah, and he's going to always point to, hey, we're taking care of 1,000. This is our responsible way of handling the migrant crisis. All the ones living in tents out on the street, not so much, not them as much. But, you know, this 1,000 over here, the hand-picked children of the Lord, they got in under the, you know, the previous policy. We're going to take care of them. They get all kinds, because it's a small group. 1,000 is a whole lot easier to pay for over a period of time if you know that that's all you're going to be paying for. Yeah, yeah. So the Denver is pushing back on the whole notion that come to Denver, it's going to be great. It's going to be the most epic experience of your life. That has really taken a back seat to reality, which is, yeah, don't go to Denver, because even if they say they've got something for you, it is very short-lived, and that's not going to work out well. You got shenanigans going on in Denver. You got two-faced, lack of transparency shenanigans. That's what you've got going on. People in Denver, keep voting that direction. If you're happy with what you've got, just keep going that way, because I'm sure at some point in time, it'll get better down the road. Don't you think? Don't you think? That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for joining. Love to have you subscribe. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two a day, Monday through Friday, one Saturday, one on Sunday. We're live streaming. For right now, we're live streaming on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 o'clock Seattle time, 11 o'clock Seattle time. Yeah, I'm just giving you guys all kinds of bad info. Thanks for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.